The wire was where Kansas City did its building, and it spent the ninth priority on the defensive line. Edge rusher Jack Pyburn was claimed from Tampa Bay on Monday, per Matt McMullen at the team's site. Cut by the Buccaneers before the deadline after four preseason sacks, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, and a player whose lawsuit over college eligibility could have sent him back to college football, Adam Schefter reported he withdrew that claim when Kansas City claimed him. Defensive tackle Bryson Eason was claimed from San Francisco. An undrafted 24-year-old from Tennessee, 6'2 and 323, valued as depth behind Kyaris Tonga at nose, per Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports, a spot the roster lacked behind the pass-rushing interior of Chris Jones, Peter Woods, and Felix Anudika-Uzoma. The price was two men off Sunday's 53, cornerback Kevin Knowles, claimed by Tampa Bay the next day after 13 games here last year, per James Hill at Sports Illustrated's Buccaneers site, and defensive tackle Marcus Harris, whom we told you made the roster off a dominant camp. He did, for a day, waived Monday, unclaimed, back on the practice squad Wednesday, with Cole Brevard released to make room, per the team. Three other Chiefs were claimed, running back Amari Demarcado by Dallas, tackle Chukwuebuka Godrick by Miami, which cost Kansas City the international pathway player it had carried on the practice squad, and cornerback Melvin Smith Jr. by Tennessee, the third Chiefs cornerback to end up there this offseason, per Goldman. Cornerback Kair Elam signed to the Chargers practice squad, tackle Issa Pohl to Washington's, and tight end Trey Watson to Miami's, having had the option of coming back to Kansas City, per Joshua Briscoe's tracker at Sports Illustrated, citing Jeremy Fowler, Sam McDowell, and Aaron Wilson. Read on why rookie Emmett Johnson beat Demarcado for the second back job. Pass protection. We knew he could run the ball, but the thing we had to see was pass protection. And for him to be that number two back, you've got to be able to do that. And he was a smart kid, and he was willing to stick it up in there. The quarterback is on track, and the left tackle is not. On Wednesday, the Associated Press reported that Patrick Mahomes appears set to start the opener against Denver, 9 months after December surgery on the knee that doctors first thought might hold him until October. First team reps all camp, every preseason game skipped by design. There has still been no announcement that Mahomes is cleared for contact. What changed this week is the reporting's read of the direction. Andy Reid, per the Associated Press, he's going to keep practicing just like he's been doing. These are more like practice here, a lot of one versus one play these next couple of days. That's a good thing. Xavier Worthy. Me and Pat, we've kind of been working this offseason, the timing and stuff you need to work on. I feel like when it's time to play, we'll all be ready. And on the rehab, his will and want to is beyond anything I've ever seen. The man who protects the repaired knee's blind side did not practice Wednesday and has not since the final week of camp, per Goldman. Read on Josh Simmons. He had the back checked, and there's a spot in there that flared up, and now you've got to sit here and wait until that thing comes down. A specialist's examination was not conclusive about lasting damage. Chris Jones also sat Wednesday with back soreness. He'll be all right, though, per Reed. And guard Kingsley Suamataya left mid-session with an illness. The practice squad is at 16 as of Wednesday by the team's own transaction log, 12 on Monday and 4 on Tuesday, per the team, then Harris in and Brevard out. On offense, receivers Andrew Armstrong and Omari Evans, center Pete Negra, tackle Ethan Driscoll, running backs Jaden Ott and Nate Carter, and fullback Ben Van Sumeren, a Michigan State running back turned linebacker turned back again, who lost last season on an opening kickoff and was in Buffalo's camp. On defense, defensive tackle Marcus Harris, defensive ends Emmanuel Ogbah, back for an 11th season a day after his release, and Tyreke Smith, linebackers Cole Christensen and Cam Jones, cornerbacks Darko Perkins-McAllister and Kader Kohu, terminated Sunday and back while recovering from a 2025 knee, and safeties Tanner McAllister and Deshaun Singleton. The detail on that group is Goldman's. Van Sumeren is the first fullback Kansas City has carried since 2022, Carter came off Atlanta's cuts, Nigra led the team in preseason snaps, Christensen is back for a third straight season, and Ott's light snap count in the last two preseason games read to Goldman like a team protecting a practice squad man's eligibility. So, of the four veteran contracts we told you were terminated, three, Ogbah, Christensen, Kohu, are practice squad chiefs, and the fourth is a Charger. Two things on the page to fix. The Azudu trade was announced August 26th, not the 25th, and the Diego Pounds compensation is a 2028 sixth-round pick in the team's own announcement, with no condition attached, whatever the first report said. Sunday's reserve moves, per the team, defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott on the reserve physically unable to perform list, receiver Jimmy Holiday on injured reserve, and guard CJ Hansen, quarterback Chris Oladokun, the concussion protocol, and running back EJ Smith waived injured, since reverted to injured reserve, per Jordan Foote at Sports Illustrated. The initial 53 was the league's third youngest, behind only Miami and Cleveland, per SpotRack, by way of Kyle Krabs at A to Z Sports. Back in July, we previewed this team as the Empire's regression in reverse, a 6-11 season built from one-score coin flips, with the snapback resting on two conditions, Mahomes' knee being right, and the receiver room solving the man coverage book. What the coin flips left? An offense 11th in expected points added per play, the measure of how much each snap moved the expected score, 6th running the ball, a defense 12th, and 14 takeaways, 27th in the league. Cut day left both conditions where camp left them. This week moved the first one a step toward yes in the reporting without moving it on paper and put a new condition in front of it, the left tackle's back. The receiver condition still has no live snap of evidence. The previews question gets settled on September 14th, as we said, and now the line in front of the answer is a question too. Next is the Broncos, Monday, September 14th, at Arrowhead. What to watch? Whether Simmons practices in game week, and whether the word cleared is ever said out loud. The recap follows the game. Data via NFL Verse.